Far-left Los Angeles mayoral candidate Nitya Raman claims mini-Trump Spencer Pratt represents fascism. By Alana Mastrangelo on May 12, 2026. Far-left Los Angeles mayoral candidate Nitya Raman in a recent interview bizarrely accused her opponent, former reality TV star Spencer Pratt, of representing fascism. "I think that Spencer Pratt is tapping into a lot of the frustrations that people have in Los Angeles," Raman, who has been a member of the Democratic Socialists of America, said during an interview with progressive podcast host Brian Tyler Cohen. Watch below. "And his Trumpian qualities is exactly why I think Angelenos should be taking this race seriously, but should also be grappling with the critiques," she continued, before outlining reasons why it feels like we are moving in the wrong direction. "I also think it's a very real thing that we should take seriously. And we need to grapple with, and we need to offer it an honest response. A response that's rooted in actually solving these problems," Raman added. The socialist Los Angeles City Council member then compared Pratt to President Donald Trump, before accusing him of representing fascism. "Otherwise people will turn to fascism, to mini-Trump, which is who I think Spencer Pratt really represents," she declared. Raman's wild remarks come as Pratt, who is a registered Republican but is running as an independent in the race, hoping to unite voters across party lines, has recently gained ground in his campaign to unseat incumbent Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass, D. Earlier this year, Pratt announced his run for mayor of Los Angeles while speaking at the They Let Us Burn rally in Pacific Palisades on the one-year anniversary of the destructive fire. Pratt and his wife, Heidi Montauk, who is also his The Hill's co-star, became outspoken critics of both Mayor Bass and California Governor Gavin Newsom, D., after losing their home to the wildfire last year. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.